And we're live. So good morning, Saints. It's Vic here from Murray Grace Fellowship. And you can see I'm not on my own. I've got Michelle with me this morning. Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favoured and deeply loved is the correct answer. So, having a good weekend? Excellent. That's good. So, Michelle has joined me today. Michelle is going to lead us in the offering and pray for the offering later. And she's also going to pray to start just now. But I'm going to read a psalm, as I normally do. I love reading a psalm first thing in the morning before we start. It's good. Always good with a psalm. And it's a glorious day as well. I'm looking out here, I can see blue skies. I've not been up as early as Michelle. I'm going out for my walk later, but Michelle's been up and walked and washing and everything. So she's so organised, and now she's ready for church. So bless her. So Psalm 113 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens." Awesome. Awesome psalm to start. We should be praising his name all the time, from the sun coming up to the sun going down. And his glory is above the heavens. That's awesome this morning. So I hope that blesses you and encourages you. And Michelle's going to open for us in prayer. Would you like to pray for us, Michelle? Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you for that, Michelle. I will see you in about 30 minutes. Or depending how long I take to do the message. So I'll see you soon. Bless you. Amen. So Michelle will be leading us in the offering later. So welcome once again if you've just started to join. I see a few people joining now, a few comments coming through. So thank you for joining. Really good to see you on this glorious Sunday morning. And we're going to start with the word. Amen. So I'm going to pray, and then we will see what the Lord's saying to us this fine morning. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for the truths. I thank you, as Michelle prayed there, thank you for your incorruptible seed. Thank you that your word is perfect. Perfect for its design. Designed to plant in our hearts. Designed to produce good fruit from that ground. Hallelujah. So thank you for your word. Thank you for these seeds we're about to plant. I speak out understanding in accordance with your word. Understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding so that these seeds will not be stolen. That they will go into good ground. They'll germinate and grow and produce the fruit that we all desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome. Always pray before you read the word, guys. Pray for understanding. Because without understanding, the word cannot do what it's designed to do. It's a process. And we need understanding. So I speak that out every time before I read the word, before I preach. And I'd recommend that you guys do that too. It's not just a wee book to read like a novel. It's there to be understood, to be digested. So get into your word and pray for understanding. Hallelujah. So we are into week 6 of my Whosoever series. And this series, I've been thinking about moving on for a couple of weeks now, but every time I start to look at Sunday's message, I always get something else about being a whosoever. So I think it's going to last a wee bit longer. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm really blessed when I'm getting into seeing about who I am as a whosoever and then being able to share that with you. So I'm just going to take it week by week, and then we'll go on to something else as and when I feel we're ready. And I've been thinking about this series this week, and it's really all about identity. Yes, it's entitled You Are a Whosoever, but what I'm speaking about is about your identity, about who you are in Christ, about what we have through Christ, and then from that, what we can do in him and through him and because of him. And the last 5 have really been about our identity, who we are, what we have through salvation. We have what we have in our sozo package. I think that was in week two or week three. And how this has been given to all believers. Amen. Remember that word, whosoever, is a Greek word, pass. It means all. If you're born again, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus, however you identify, you are a whosoever. And everything in sozo is yours. Hallelujah. You already have it in your born again spirit. All you need for life and godliness, all spiritual blessings, already there, inside that born again spirit. Great truths, great things to believe in, and great things to meditate upon. Amen. Now today, turn with me to 1 John 5. And another passage that talks about you as a whosoever. Great passage about what we have in Christ. About who we are in Christ. But also, very importantly, what we can now do. What we can become in our lives because of this fact, sorry, this truth that we're a whosoever. Wonderful passage of encouragement to the believer. So I really hope that this encourages you this morning. So let's look at 1 John 5. Verse 1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begat loveth him, also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Hallelujah. What, isn't that a great passage? Great encouragement. And let me tell you right off that this is talking about you. Verse 1 starts with, the first word is whosoever. That's you. I really hope you're kind of getting that now. I'm telling you this week after week in this series, that it this word, whosoever, is talking about you, born again believer. And that's what this series has all been about. You are a whosoever, and this passage is for you. Amen. And what an encouragement. This passage is about possibility. It's about potential. It's about victory. For me, and I'll explain this to you later, this passage is about what we have in the spirit. And then it's a picture of the potential, the possibility of what we can and should have in the physical. And it is for you today. Especially if you're struggling this morning with something in your life, if you've got a problem, got an issue that you are finding hard to get over, hard to overcome. This passage, this message is for you today. Because the encouraging thing is that this verse says, you are an overcomer. Not that you're going to be, not that you will be, but that you are an overcomer. So it's awesome. Okay, so let's just check. Let's go through it. Who is this passage for and what does it say to them? 1 John 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Let's just stop there. Whosoever. That word pass, that means you, everybody. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Messiah, is the Son of God. If you're a believer, if you've been born again, this verse is talking about you. If you are in faith for Jesus, this is talking about you. It's talking to believers. Born again, you're a saint, you're a whosoever, and this is for you. So if you are born of God, What does that mean? Well, if we jump down to verse 4, that tells us. Verse 1 says, whoever believes on Jesus is born of God. Verse 4 says, and then if you've been born of God, you overcometh the world. Now you might be saying, oh, but Vic, that says whatsoever. For whatsoever is born of God. Yeah, but it's that same Greek word, pas. Could have been translated as whosoever. I don't know why it's translated as whatsoever in my King James Bible. But it's exactly the same word. It's pas, whosoever, all, whatsoever, all. So it's still talking about you. Amen. As a whosoever, as a whatsoever, you've been born of God, and therefore you have overcome the world. What does that word overcome means? It means to subdue, to conquer, to overcome, to prevail, to get the victory. Prevailing over the world. You've got the victory over the world. You've conquered the world. That's what this means. And it's a done deal. It has happened. Well, you know by now that we don't just look at one scripture in Bible study. We need to rightly divide the word, interpret what that scripture means from other scriptures, yes. So what is it talking about when it says the world? Well, let's go back a little bit and look at 1 John 4, verse 4. Over the page, if you're in my Bible. Excuse me. Ye are of God, little children. So it's talking about us. And I've overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Talking about a he being in the world. This verse is talking about you. You've been born of God, you're of God, you're these little children. Talking about the Lord, and it's talking about the enemy. And what it's telling you is that the Lord is in you, and the enemy is in the world. And the Lord is greater than the enemy. Now, we know the enemy is in this world, and he can use his influence on people. And we know he's in the world because of sin. And this is causing sickness and poverty and disease and depression and curses and lack. Whole long list of negative things here. And we know that John 16:11 talks about the enemy being the prince of this world. Now, when I see this in 1 John 5, verse 4, about us overcoming the world, I see that as about us overcoming the enemy. Because he is in the world. He is of the world. And that's what this verse is talking about. When it says we overcome the world, that's talking about us overcoming the enemy and overcoming the things of the enemy. And after all, that is just what Jesus came to do. Amen. Let's use some other scriptures for me to explain this to you. Let's look at 1 John 3:8. Again, another little bit back in 1 John. Forget about the first bit. We can maybe talk about that later. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, Jesus Christ, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And then John 16, verse 33, says this. These things I have spoken unto you, this is Jesus speaking, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Link these two verses together, and that says what I've just said. It's talking about us having peace. Yes, there will be problems, but Jesus is saying, I have overcome these problems. I have overcome the world. Link them together, and that's talking about, same thing as about 1 John 5, verse 4. It's saying that overcoming the world is overcoming the works of the enemy. Scripture's really quite clear about that, I think, if you rightly divide the word. It says Jesus says he's an overcomer, overcome the world. The enemy is in the world. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. Therefore, overcoming the world is overcoming the enemy and overcoming his works. And you have overcome the world, is what that word says. You have overcome the works of the devil because you are a whosoever. Not will overcome, not going to overcome, but have overcome. And how have you have achieved this? By being born of God, by being saved, through faith, in other words. But you may be saying, but Vic, just thinking about my world right now, my life, you know what? I've not actually overcome all from the enemy. I'm still in some pain. I'm still in some lack in some areas of my life. I'm not living in 100% health, 100% peace, 100% prosperity, 100% acceptance. And you know what? That will be true to some extent, to some degree, for every single one of us. So therefore, you may be thinking, well, surely then this verse cannot be for me, because I've not overcome everything. Well, there are verses in between verse 1 and 4 in 1 John 5. Maybe there are conditions we have to meet. Maybe there are things we have to do in order to see this overcoming in our lives. Now, you should know by now that that will not be the case. As we are under grace, we are under the new covenant. We're not under law, we're not under old covenant. But let's just check, just in case. 1 John 5, 2 and 3. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Talks of us loving God's children, about loving God, about keeping his commandments. Now that sure sounds like conditions to me. Sure sounds like something we have to do, maybe in order to become an overcomer. But no, no, that's not the case. Read it properly. Study it out for yourself. Now, what it's saying is you are an overcomer through faith, and because of that, you can love and fulfill his commandments. You don't keep his commandments to be an overcomer. You can keep his commandments. You are enabled to keep his commandments because you're an overcomer through faith. Once again, faith is the key, not works. It's an entirely different context, but we were speaking about Luther in our communion yesterday morning. And I mentioned it was an understanding of Romans 3:28 that lit the fire in Luther that led to the Reformation and then all that came after it. He understood that he was justified by faith, not works. He understood that he was made righteous by faith, not works. And the same is true for so much in the kingdom, probably Aachen in the kingdom. Saved by faith, not works. You receive salvation by faith, not works. Because you are an overcomer, you are enabled to do the works, to perform, to love, to fulfill the commandments. And remember, this is not talking about the Ten Commandments from Moses, or that Moses wrote down. This is the two commandments spoken of by Jesus in Mark. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbours. Because you're an overcomer, you want to do those. You want to keep those two commandments. But Vic, I've not overcome everything, you may be saying. I still have problems. I still have issues. Yes, you may have. But you are a 100% overcomer in your born-again spirit. What did 1 John 5:1 talk about? Spoke of being born again. What was born of God? Well, we've talked about this before. It wasn't your body, it wasn't your mind, it was your spirit. Your spirit when you were born again. You had already been born physically. Everybody watching, listening, you know you've been born physically. And your faith in Jesus, that resulted in you being born again spiritually. That spirit part of you is what was born of God. And that is an overcomer in everything. Why? Because in your spirit, you're the same as Jesus. Perfect, made holiness and true righteousness, and then sealed, it's perfect. Sin cannot penetrate it. The Spirit is the same as Jesus. And what did he say? He is an overcomer. So when you're born again, Spirit, you're an overcomer because he is an overcomer. So we're back to that ever important question. How to get that overcoming from our spirit into the physical. Everything that the enemy is throwing at you right now has been dealt with in the spiritual. And if you can access that, if you can move that truth and solution from the spirit to the physical, you will see it in the physical. And as usual, that is done through understanding of the word, through rightly dividing the word, through knowledge, through mind renewal to the truth in his word. Guys, it's the same old problem and the same old solution. How do we get it from our spirit, where we have everything, into the physical, where we need it right now, today? And see, when you understand that, it makes the following verses easier to understand. Because I know some believers who have read the following verses and can't, or won't, or don't believe it for themselves. Look at Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him that loved us. More than conquerors. No, I'm not, Vic. I'm still fighting pain. I'm still fighting lack. Maybe in the physical, yes. Still in some pain. Still in some sense of having rejection. Still some lack that you've not been able to defeat yet. But in the spiritual, that's already been dealt with. You've already been successful. You've already overcome. You are more than a conqueror. In the spirit. In the spirit, you already have all spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1 and 3. Here's Vic coming with his favourite verses again. In the spirit, you have all you need for life and godliness. 2 Peter 1 3. Amen. What about Philippians 4 13? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Well, I can't do all things, Vic. You may be saying, I can't provide for all my family needs at the moment. I'm still in lack. I can't get that ministry vision off the drawing board. I can't do this. I can't do that. In the physical right now, yes, that may be the case. But in the spiritual, if it is godly, it has already been done. Provision has already been made. It's all there. You can do all things. Amen. Listen to this, people. Write this down. Meditate upon this over the coming weeks. Right now, you are a whosoever. Right now, you are more than a conqueror. Right now, you can do all things. And right now, you have overcome the world. And that is the truth. Okay, you may not be seeing it in your current physical facts, but that doesn't stop it being your current spiritual truth. You've heard me tell you before, there is a difference between facts and truth. Facts in the physical, truth in the spiritual. The good news is that God has provided a mechanism to change your current physical facts into the truths from the spiritual. Amen. That's faith, knowledge, mind renewal. Hallelujah. Through faith, you already have all you need to conquer and overcome in your spirit. Through faith, knowledge, understanding, you can have that same thing in the physical. Anything we have in the spiritual can be brought into the physical through mind renewal. Amen. But it takes time. And sometimes it can take a long time. But folks, time passes. Whatever you are doing, you may as well be in the process of rightly dividing the word, of studying the word, of increasing your knowledge, of increasing understanding. You may as well be in that process as time passes in whatever you do. Because you're going to look back in a year, you're going to look back in 5 years, you're going to look back in 10 years, and what are you going to think? What are you going to see? Wouldn't it be good to think, wow, look at that passage of time, I have now conquered that thing in the physical. Or is it going to be, oh, still the same problem bugging me? And that's the sad part of being a pastor, being a teacher sometimes, is seeing people with the same issues, with the same problems, with the same pains, with the same hang-ups, when the solution was always there. But that solution needed time and effort. But the solution was there, in the Word and in your spirit. And it's like, now that you've heard this, here's the big question. Now that you've heard this, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do when the solution has been pointed out, but the solution involves your time, your effort, your study, your meditation, your getting into the Word, not a magic hand waved over you? Although we can lay hands on the sick, yes. There are times for people of faith to lay hands on and pray for others. Yes, there are times for miracles. Yes. But the best way to receive, and the way to receive lasting, permanent change, is through the process of mind renewal. And now that you know that, and lots of you know that, it's down to you. What are you going to do with it? And I've seen both types of people over the years. I've seen people who have grasped this and run with it and are conquering and are overcoming. And it is marvellous to see that. See that growth in the Lord and fruit being produced. And then I've seen others, same old problems, same old issues, and just can't seem to overcome in the physical, can't seem to conquer in the physical. But those two types of people are exactly the same in the spirit. They have all they need for life and godliness. They have all spiritual blessings. The difference is, what are they doing about it to get it into the physical? Are you in that group that is going to study and meditate and work and see fruit? Or are you going to be in the other group and I'm going to be looking back in a year and 5 years and 10 years and thinking, man, I wish I had started this process back then. Time is going to pass. So you may as well use that time wisely. And start the process of mind renewal. Amen. What is trying to hold you back from your vision today? Whatever it is, you can overcome it. Because the truth is actually in the spiritual, you have overcome it already. What is trying to rob you today? You have already overcome that in the spiritual. You can overcome it in the physical. What is trying to stop the blessings from flowing in your life and in the lives of your family? You have and you can overcome it. What is trying to stop you fulfilling your dreams this morning? And not just ministry dreams, but dreams for your family, dreams for your career, dreams for your schooling, your education. What is trying to stop you from doing that? You have overcome it in the spiritual already, and you can overcome it in the physical. You are in him and he is in you. He has overcome the world. So you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror because of faith in him. Because you are a whosoever. Amen, hallelujah. Let me pray for you this morning. Father, I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for the privilege of taking them through these words, through these truths. I thank you for the truth that we've heard this morning, that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors, that we have defeated everything of the enemy of the world in our spirit. And I thank you, Father, that you've shown us a process whereby we can take that victory, that overcoming, that conquering out of our spirit and into our physical world. I thank you for that, Father. I pray for encouragement for every single one of us, encouragement to get into our word, to get into rightly dividing the word, to get into more knowledge and understanding, to get really deep into this process of mind renewal in order to see us becoming overcomers in the physical, conquerors in the physical, more than conquerors in the physical. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome.